Hello, welcome to the Thursday, April 28th, 2016 edition of the SANS-Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Office 365 offers a federated identity provisioning in order to allow organizations to run their own identity management systems for users that authenticate to a corporate Office 365 instance. Now, in this case, basically the corporate identity management system is used to authenticate users, and it does provide an assertion that this user has been authenticated to Microsoft via SAML, the security assertion markup language. Typically, you see SAML being used with web services, but it can be used with browsers, and there are mappings that will translate these SAML messages into POST or GET requests, and that essentially is what Microsoft does here. The problem was that Microsoft didn't correctly validate whether or not a user that's being authenticated is actually part of the domain for which this particular identity provider is supposed to be responsible for. So if someone registers, and two researchers who figured it out, they actually set up two domains, one attacker domain, one victim domain, and they showed that the attacker domain's identity provider can be used in order to authenticate someone as being part of the victim domain. So with that, you can essentially impersonate anybody who is registered to Office 365 via a corporate federated identity system. Big flaw, Microsoft was very quick to fix it. 7 hours it took to have this problem fixed. If you're interested in more of the details, and if you're, for example, implementing SAML yourself, you probably should read this. I will link to the full write-up in the show notes. It's not quite as straightforward. There are a couple of other components that played a role here in this particular implementation. But let's stick with authentication flaws for the next story, and this one affects the registrar for American Samoa. That's the .as top-level domain. Of course, domains like this are now very popular for shortlinks and the like. Apparently, it was possible to not only view but also manipulate any .as domain by just appending a base64 encoded version of the domain to a URL. With that, it was also possible to view passwords that were saved with the domain in clear text. Now, it's not clear if these were currently used passwords, according to a statement that was posted by the researcher who found the vulnerability. The statement came from the .as registrar. This flaw goes back to at least 1990s. So the passwords apparently were taken back then from network solutions, which originally, of course, ran a lot of these domains. So for 16 plus years, this particular flaw had lingered in that domain registrar's code. If you do run any .as domains, double check your settings and do change your passwords. In this case, it took about a week for the registrar to fully realize the extent of the problem and about a month to fix it. And according to Bluecode, drive-by exploits are now being used to deliver ransomware to Android users. The particular ransomware is not actually encrypting the phone. Instead, it's just locking it, so you can't really use it for anything but paying off the ransom. The exploit that's being used here apparently comes from the Hacking Team breach. If you remember, Hacking Team was the Italian company that made a living off developing exploits like this. It got breached a while ago, and now we see some of the exploits that were leaked as part of the breach showing up in exploit kits. This is sort of one of the first where drive-by exploits are used to deliver malware to Android. Typically, malware on Android is installed by the user when a user installs software from an unauthorized app store. Of course, we have also seen a couple times where the Google Play Store, the official store, was used to spread malware. And we also have some good news for victims of crypto ransomware, in this case, CryptXXX. Remember, we talked about that last week, and I mentioned that it uses symmetric encryption. Well, now Kaspersky came out with a decryption tool that you can download for free in order to decrypt files that were encrypted using this malware. That's it for today, so thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.